Watcha and welcome. It's Mike Wynn with this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. The title song of our first album is, I think encouragingly, When Swing Meets Bop. September 45, and that's earlier than our usual period for the show. And yes, unsurprisingly, it did sound a bit 45-ish. The leader and pianist is Sir Charles Thompson, and it was his first recording as a leader. He was 27 at the time and came from the swing era, but readily embraced bop. And this band, his so-called All-Stars, combines both jazz eras. Listen to this lineup: Dexter Gordon, tenor; Charlie Parker, alto; Buck Clayton, trumpet; Danny Barker, guitar; Jimmy Butts, bass; J.C. Hurd, drums. Sir Charles died in 2016 at the ripe old age of 98. Incidentally, his title, Sir, was a nickname given to him by either Lester Young or Dexter Gordon. Reports vary, but the name stuck. We heard Street Beat, a Sir Charles compo. Next, The Great Jazz Trio. Thank you. The Great Jazz Trio, an appalling name, but centred around the truly great Hank Jones on piano. Their bassist and drummer varied over the years several times. Here it's Mats Vinding bass and Billy Hart drums. A couple of the songs on this newly released Venus album feature George Mraz bass and Roy Haynes drums. So really it was Hank Jones plus the best bassist and drummer available at the recording date. All these recordings were made in Copenhagen between 88 and 90, and it being the ever-so-expensive Japanese Venus label, the liner notes are all in Japanese. Mutter, grumble. We heard Kurt Weill's September song. For this next song, you really need the volume up and the lights way low, preferably off completely.
Thank you.
recorded in the medieval Abbey du Thoronet in Provence, France, in August 1990. Just amazing acoustics. It rivals those records we've heard by Paul Horn in the Taj Mahal or the Pyramids. This is our own Oxford-born Barbara Thompson, alto here on Daybreak, a traditional Welsh song about a beautiful blind Welsh girl who on her deathbed suddenly proclaims, "I can see the break of day," as she passes to paradise, where she now walks the meads of gold with wonder in her eyes. This is a stunning album by Barbara Thompson. Folk songs from, amongst others, Germany, Ireland, Scotland, Greece, Jamaica, the Bahamas, Uruguay, Brazil, Spain, and Syria. I will sneak in another song from this album, Songs from the Centre of the Earth, later in the show. Let's go to Amsterdam, but we'll keep this reflective mood.
That's all the time we have for this evening. Thank you on behalf of Dick Twardzik on piano, Jimmy Bond on bass, Peter Lippman on drums, and myself. We hope you've enjoyed sitting and listening, and we'll be able to come back and see you again in a year or two. Thank you very much, and good night.
Well, Chet Baker has told us pretty much all we need to know, and we got two songs for the price of one there. The Burke Van Heusen standard Imagination and Phil Urso's self-explanatory Exitus. The venue is Amsterdam, the date September 55, and within a month of this concert, Dick Thwartzik, the pianist, had died of a drug overdose in Paris, a desperately sad end for an innovative and talented muso. Trumpeter Chet Baker, with an equally heavy drug dependency, lived a further 33 years and then died in mysterious but no doubt drug-related circumstances in Amsterdam. But we can still marvel at their music of the 50s. This next song starts off in a somber, dark mood, rather like our discussion of Thwartzik and Baker's deaths, in fact. But it does lighten up a bit. And yes, a very different take on Kenny Dorham's Blue Bossa. The leader on this LA 73 recording session is pianist, and on this occasion organist, Walter Bishop Jr. And he was once in Kenny Dorham's band in the mid-50s. This album is eclectically funk jazz soul. And in fact, the liner notes say, quote, he operates at a level of stylistic and emotional exposition that renders moot any boundaries between jazz, blues, soul and funk, unquote. Bishop on the Hammond B3 on Blue Bossa, either acoustic or electric piano on the other songs. Woody Murray vibes, Gerald Brown bass, Shako M. Abdullah conga, Bahir Hassan drums. Next, Sunny and Sweets. Thank you. a fresh sound album featuring the complete 1955 Hollywood sessions featuring Buddy Rich and Harry Sweets Edison. It's made up of two separate recording dates with slightly different lineups. There's less than a week between the recording sessions. Our date has Sonny Chris alto. The later date replaces Sonny Chris with Barney Kessel on guitar. The rest of the band is constant. Jimmy Rolls piano and John Simmons bass, plus, of course, the co-leaders, Sweets Edison trumpet and Buddy Rich, who many would argue was the greatest drummer of all time, certainly a contender. And that song was a Rich Edison joint venture as well, Sonny and Sweets, Sweets being short for Sweetie Pie, another nickname bestowed by Lester Young. You play so pretty, we'll have to call you Sweetie Pie, Lester Young said of his then fellow bandmate in the Basie Orchestra. It's Ellington. one of Ellington's most famous away from the band collaborations, the most famous examples being either with John Coltrane or Coleman Hawkins. But this September 62 album runs those two classics very close. It's Ellington with Charles Mingus bass and Max Roach drums, the album being Money Jungle. Those three albums that I've mentioned were all recorded during a six-week period, August-September 62. That was an Ellington compo, inevitably, Rem Blues. Let's have a vocal.
Is this the night I've waited oh so long for? Is this my dream come true? Are you the one my heart has saved its song for? How can I tell? I wish I knew. I wish I knew someone like you could love me. I wish I knew you'd place no one above me. Did I mistake this for a real romance? I wish I knew, but you can only answer if you don't care. Why, let me hope and pray so. Don't lead me on if I'm a fool to say so. Should I keep dreaming on or just forget you? What should I do? I wish I knew. If you don't care, why let me hope and pray so. Don't lead me on if I'm a fool to say so. Should I keep dreaming on or just
from a Concord album recorded in New York, November 2000, and entitled Ballads, but then the all-important subtitle is Remembering John Coltrane. and you may well remember that Coltrane made, for me, one of his best ever albums, called Ballads. So this album by Karen Allison is all of Train's Ballads album, and in exactly the same sequence as Train's original Ballads album. Plus three extra songs at the end. Oh dear, I think I made that explanation way too complicated. I played you the Harry Warren, Mac Gordon song, I Wish I Knew, and I chose it because it's the only song on this album where Karen sings and plays the piano, John Patitucci bass and Lewis Nash drums. We're off to Holland again.
Thank you.
and another album from the Netherlands Jazz Archive. And that was the title song of an October 65 live gig in Groningen, Holland. A big band of Dutch jazzers with a solitary American, Ted Curzon, on trumpet. The band is led, or more accurately, conducted by its non-playing captain, Boy Edgar, who ran this band part-time with a few personnel changes for 10 years, 1960 to 1970, at the behest of the VARA Broadcasting Company. Boy Edgar was actually Dr. Boy Edgar, a medical doctor, jazz being his hobby. And that song was called Return, written by soprano player Theo Lovendi. Fear not, I will not attempt to give you all those Dutch names. I'll just list the soloists. Theo Lovendi, we know about already. Cees Smaal, viol trombone. Piet Noordijk, alto. Piano bass drums next. And another Japanese Venus label album. This one is called The Sweetest Sound, and it features the, I complained about the name, the great jazz trio earlier. This is much worse, the romantic jazz trio. The marketing department at Venus obviously came up with this name to aim it at the middle-of-the-roaders who want slushy, vacuous Muzak. And yet, it's quite brilliant jazz, as we heard there on La Comparsa. Whilst billed as a trio, it is, like the earlier great jazz trio, built around the pianist, in this case, John DiMartino. The bassist and drummer do vary over the lifespan of the romantic jazz trio, but here it's Ugona Okegwo on bass and Grady Tate drums, recorded in New York, August 2003. The front cover, as is very often the case with Venus albums, is from a famous Paris collection of black and white photos, in this case of a very attractive young lady, who appears to have completely forgotten to put her clothes on, leaving me rather bewitched, bothered and... And that's from an album of Rodgers and Hart songs, the very short and sweet Bewitched, Bothered and Bewildered. That came from the 1940 musical Pal Joey, and it's one of their best-known songs. Bucky Pizzarelli guitar, Jay Leonard bass, and I don't think I heard the other two members of the New York Swing Quartet on that song, recorded in 92 in, inevitably, New York. I do want to close on another Barbara Thompson solo, so let's squeeze in the Teddy Edwards Octet right now. We'll be right back. Recorded in L.A., December 1960, the Teddy Edwards Octet. Edwards was one of the top tenor men of the 40s, but decided to stay put in L.A. rather than go to the likes of New York, and that rather limited his popularity. Here he's with Nathaniel Meeks, trumpet, Lester Robertson, trombone, Jimmy Woods, alto, Modesto Brisenio, baritone, Danny Horton, piano, Roger Alderson, bass, and Lawrence Marable, drums. Sweet Georgia Brown. And that should just leave us enough time for Barbara Thompson again. Same session as earlier, but this time it's the Bahamian spiritual of African origin. I Can't Stay in Egypt Land.
Thank you.
A fabulous way to close this week's show. Thank you, Barbara Thompson. Hope you've enjoyed it, and equally hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynne, again next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.